Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Rental Sports Desk, your 93.3 KJRFM Sports Headlines.
All righty, boys and girls, here we go. Happy Monday. Headlines on Softy and Dick, brought to you, of course, by our friends at VenueKings.com.
Tomorrow, not after breakfast, now.
Mariners 10-6 after sweeping the Royals out of T-Mobile Park. The guys have won 6 out of 7, have a day off before they start a 9-game road trip tomorrow in Tampa Bay. Logan Gilbert, Marco
Gonzalez,
and Chris Flexen on the mound the next 3 days for the M's. The plus 18 run differential, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when that was a thing last year?
It was.
Leads the American League as of right now.
I think it's only a thing when it's bad and people like to complain about it.
I like to complain.
It's good. NBA, lots going on. Pelicans have evened up their first round series 2-2 with a 118-103 beatdown of the one seed Suns. Brandon Ingram with 30 in that game. Heat take a 3-1 lead on Atlanta with a 110-86 win, and the Bucks up 3-1 as well, 119-95 winners over Chicago.
NHL, the Kraken at Vancouver tomorrow, a 2-game losing streak following a 3-game winning streak. They got 4 games left at the Canucks tomorrow, and then they got LA and San Jose and Seattle, and then the game everybody's been waiting for, the makeup day with the Winnipeg Jets, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock. Oh. Dave Tomlinson will join us, by the way, on Hockey Night in Seattle at 6 p.m. tonight.
Kansas guard Ochai Agbaji, the NCAA tournament's most outstanding player, has declared for the draft, but the team that they played in the finals, North Carolina, gets Caleb Love back for another season. I think he's getting paid a few bucks, meaning they will have 4 starters returning from this year's national runner-up team.
And NFL Bengal wide receiver T. Higgins will miss off-season workouts after shoulder surgery.
And here we go.
And now, 2 goofy, wacko, out-of-touch homers.
Just brutal radio. Just horrible.
Live. 41 yards.
From Elliott Bay.
Can you feel it now?
This is Softy and Dick.
All right, Jackson tells me behind the scenes before we get going here that we have an opening in the mock draft on Wednesday. You got to fill it.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. Somebody bailed out. Maybe somebody got in trouble and can't make it now.
Oh.
Maybe somebody is unavailable to leave the confines of their office or their home. Who knows?
Somebody jumped the gun and committed to something, and their significant other was like, "Oh no, you're not."
Well, here's the deal. So Jackson says the very first caller, right now at 286-9595 or 800-829-0950 will get to represent the Minnesota Vikings, don't you know, at number 12 in the draft.
Good Lord.
On Wednesday at the Half Lion Public House in Kent at the Riverbend Golf Complex. So if you want a shot to win the cash prize of $933, you're going to take part in a great time at the Half Lion Public House. You want Minnesota at number 12, call Jackson off the air right now, and he will set you up. $933 sounds like peanuts for what these college kids are getting to stay in school, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the 4 guys from Carolina. Michigan's getting a big player back. Miami got a guy to transfer from Kansas State, and some donor's paying him like $400,000 a year to come over and play basketball for the Hurricanes. So we thought, Dick and I did, and we'll talk some baseball a lot today. Corey Brock joining us at 4 o'clock on the radio show. Daniel Jeremiah talking draft at 5:05. And then Dave Tomlinson, Hockey Night in Seattle, talking hockey at 6 p.m. tonight on the radio program. But we got questions, and hopefully these two people have answers on what exactly is going on in the NIL world. And really, more importantly, what's going on to help Washington win games on the football field, the basketball courts, the baseball diamond, the softball diamond. What is happening at Montlake Futures to get these kids to not just want to come to UW, but also say no to things like the NFL and the NBA? Well, joining us right now on the radio show, the executive director, that's a fancy schmancy title, from Montlake Futures, my friend Emmy Armentrout is with us. Emmy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, appreciate you coming down. And then Henry McRae, who really is the muscle, I think, behind the entire operation. He is the business development manager at Montlake Futures. He's with us as well. How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Great to see both of you. So this is a wacky new world, right, that we are living in. Every single day there's some story and people are losing their minds over the future of college athletics. And why don't we just first of all start off by getting a take from you, Emmy, on what Montlake Futures does, what they're supposed to be doing, and what you guys are willing to do to help kids land NIL deals before they sign with UW and after they sign with UW. Talk about what Montlake Futures is all about.
Cool. Yeah, so for a number of reasons, UW can't facilitate name, image, and likeness deals. So back in November, we were founded by some business leaders and donors, and our job is to make connections and get as many opportunities and as many dollars to UW student athletes as possible. You know, we have a great relationship with campus. We work with every sport. And since we launched, you know, we've been hustling to get that job done. And obviously we want to leverage what we have here in our backyard and work with the big brands, world-renowned brands that we have here in Seattle.
It seems that Montlake Futures has taken a, you know, build it from ground up, slower and steadier approach than some other areas of the country have, where it's been like, let's throw a party and let's throw it right now with whatever money we can find. Is that true, Henry? And is that hurting you in the short run against some other schools?
Well, I think what we've done, and so I joined the Montlake Futures team about two months ago. And so Emmy was kind of Emmy really got things going. But kind of what we've been doing is really taking a strategic approach, right? And I joke with her that I want to have a job next year. So what we're trying to do is take a strategic approach and think about kind of the long term, about how this is going to be successful, how we can create the best opportunities for our guys currently on the team. And it's been pretty cool, and we're really going to get the ball rolling here this summer.
Okay, so let me backtrack for a second. And there are, by the way, just is some news coming down now about the transfer portal for UW, which we can talk to you guys about. Emmett Matthews apparently is now in the portal and leaving UW. So we'll talk about that in a second. He can always come back, but he's in the portal as of right now. So you guys are technically a third-party organization, right, with no affiliation besides the name and the colors, obviously, of the logo, things like that, to the university, and you are put in place to help players, both high school and college, cash in on new opportunities in an NIL era. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
The view from 35,000 feet. Okay. Yep. So then the question becomes, why are we reading and hearing all about these players, including guys like Josh Connerly, who just went to Oregon, Cam Ward, who transferred from Incarnate Word to Washington State, who miraculously, the minute they show up on campus, they have a deal. They got a car, they got housing allowances, they got $50,000 in cash. Let's not be naive here. You guys know, just like everybody else does, this was not supposed to be a part of the recruiting process, correct?
Right.
But it is obviously a part of the recruiting process. So I think the number one question that most fans would have of you two is, it a part of the recruiting process on Montlake? Are you guys willing to put together deals for high school athletes across the country that may entice them eventually to come play football, basketball, or anything on campus at Montlake?
Yeah, so there's no ceiling to the size of deal we want to work on, right? Okay. Our job is to get as much money to UW student athletes as possible. And yes, we would work with recruits, but what we're not going to do is break the rules. It's still not allowed to induce recruits, and it's also not allowed to structure deals that are contingent on someone going to your school, staying at your school, and performing well at your school. So that's not to say we won't do these big deals with recruits, but there's just a lot to consider. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, the best we can do is we want to be playing in the NIL game at an elite level.
Right.
We just have to monitor what's going on and kind of adjust our strategy accordingly.
And then just to follow up on that, so you could technically put together a deal for an 18-year-old to help him or her cash in on their name, image, and likeness, sign that player to a contract with your organization,
right,
and then that person could go play football at Florida or basketball at Michigan or go do something else. That could happen.
Yes.
Okay.
Who is enforcing these rules? Because it seems, from everything we read, like it's completely the Wild West, and nobody, other than evidently you guys, care about following any statutes at all. So who is enforcing this, and can the genie ever be put back in the bottle here, guys?
Yeah, the NC2A is, in theory, enforcing these rules, but, of course, we haven't seen any real action from them so far, so...
Yeah,
it's just a TBD thing.
Right. So so donors at Washington, for example, if you want to grab this one, Henry, go ahead and pick it up. But donors at Washington that have money to spend, that would like to sign up athletes to endorse their product, whether high school players or college athletes that are currently on campus at Washington, they could come to you and they could offer you a deal. Mm-hmm. Right? For a kid, say, hey, I'd like to get player X and I want to pay him $150,000 a month to be my guy, endorse my tire store or my paint shop, whatever. They can come to you and do that, but they can't do it under the idea that they will eventually sign with Washington. Do you believe that that's actually happening right now, though? That schools are connecting donors and high school athletes together, or NIL collaboratives like yours are connecting donors and high school athletes together with the idea that they will come play football, basketball, or whatever at the school that that donor represents?
Yeah. Well, I can't speak to kind of what other schools are doing or what donors are doing. I can speak to like what we're doing.
Yeah, gotcha.
We would love to work with donors of the University of Washington. We would love to work with businesses that want to be involved with current student athletes. We'd love to, if you reached out on our website, because it's part of my job is to connect current student athletes with donors, with opportunities, with businesses. So that's really all I can speak to as far as like what we're doing, because I don't know what other people are doing other than what's published online.
Let's say I'm a 2-year starter on the football team. I've paid my dues at Washington. I want to stay here, and now I'm looking for an NIL deal. So take me through how I go about getting one, because I'm a 20-year-old kid. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I play football. You know, help me out. What do I have to do here?
Yeah. I think one of my favorite examples, we had Alex Cook come to us, and he said, hey, I go to this cryotherapy business. Can you help me put together a deal so I can get their services in exchange for some promotion work?
Right.
And I was like, no-brainer, you know? Mm-hmm. The best outcome, I think, comes from when the student athlete has an existing relationship with the brand, because then the connection's authentic and, you know, the promotion is super valuable. Other than that, you know, they can introduce themselves to us and we do our best to keep people in mind. But most deals are driven from the other side of things. It's, you know, the business or the individual or the nonprofit coming to us and saying, hey, we have this opportunity, or hey, we have this business need or fundraising goal. And then we help them kind of identify who would be a good fit with that opportunity. And then we can go reach out to that student athlete.
Okay. Henry McRae and Emmy Armentrout from Malt Lake Futures are with us here in studio. So, you know, I think the idea that kids that are on campus now that would like to get deals together going to you, people like you and your donor base, I guess, you've got people that help support the organization. That makes total sense. 99% of this, from what I understand, from what people want to hear about, is the recruiting game and the high school athlete game. So I hate to keep going back to that, but I want to go back to that for a second. So because you just said that there is no limit to the size of the deal that you would put together.
Right.
And does that go for an existing athlete and a high school athlete as well?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. I think part of what we do, you know, is we make sure that if someone comes to us, regardless of why they want to do a deal, we got to help them protect someone's eligibility. We got to help them make sure that the deal is going to, you know, go over smoothly in the locker room. I mean, there's a lot that we can kind of help do to structure a deal so that it's healthy beyond, you know, just compensating a student athlete. So, if someone comes to us wanting to do a big deal.
Sure.
Obviously, we're going to help them get it done.
Well, like you know, again, for example, I've got a business, whatever that business is, and I see a 5-star linebacker from Tacoma or a 4-star quarterback from wherever or a 5-star wide receiver from your alma mater out in Skyline, and I come to you and say, you know what? I got $1 million. I want to give this kid $250,000 a year to pump my business. I want to get it done before he signs. You will take that deal and you will present it to that high school athlete.
Yes.
Okay. What is being done to enforce the rules here? You just mentioned that you don't know what the future looks like, what the NCAA will eventually do. Is there any oversight whatsoever to this thing? Like, do people from the NCAA, for example, come to your door? Do they check in with you? Do they check in with UW? Have you even heard from the NCAA on any oversight at all whatsoever?
We have not heard from the NCAA. It's crazy. I mean, anyone who's followed NIL, you know, starting 3-4 years ago, NCAA was talking a big game about having all of these rules, having a centralized portal where you would report all of your NIL deals. So up until, you know, July last year, we thought that this was going to be a pretty well-regulated deal.
Sure.
And of course, it's not. And I don't know any more than you guys do. I just see a random tweet saying, oh, yeah, the NCAA is looking at Division Street. I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And that's Oregon's NIL program.
Right.
Well, Christian Cable wrote a piece last week. He quoted UME, and the question was, can Washington compete particularly with regard to contractual guarantees for high school prospects no matter the written rules? And your quote was, we're not going to do stuff like that, and we're not going to compete with that. That's never really been our lane. So can you explain what that quote means? And because it sounds a little different than what you just told Softy.
Yeah, totally. So again, no ceiling to the type of to the size of deal we want to do. We don't want to break rules, right? We don't want to induce recruits. We don't want to, you know, compromise UW's position or a student athlete's position. That quote was about a specific deal at a specific point in time. Things are changing so quickly. Boundaries are getting pushed. You know, we're monitoring what the bar is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would definitely want people to be comforted by the fact that we're trying to play at an elite level. We're in this to win championships, not get fourth place, as Chris Peterson would say.
Well, Emmy Armantrout again and Henry McRae from Motley Futures are here. And I guess my question would be this. I don't know how else to ask it, so I'll just ask it. Do you guys basically have a bank account of cash sitting around to throw to players that want to get NIL deals done? Is that kind of from just the basement perspective how this works?
Yeah, so I think it's important to know that name, image, and likeness deals, there has to be quid pro quo. So you have to be compensating a student athlete to use their name, image, and likeness to deliver some sort of service or value or whatever it is. So when it comes to sort of the like donor-driven deals, you still need to be making sure you're getting something out of it. When we launched, we did launch with a certain amount of money raised that we could put towards name, image, and likeness deals. And one of our whole things is we want to do that efficiently, make sure that money is actually getting to student athletes and not going towards, you know, other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the important thing to know about that, though, is that whoever provides that money and is funding the deal, they're dictating where the money's going. It's not Montlake Futures. We're just kind of the middleman between the person providing the opportunity.
Like, for example, when somebody makes a donation to a hospital for a certain wing or whatever, we want this money to go for this thing or that thing. They're giving you, people typically give you money that would be funneled towards a certain person. Is that correct?
Yeah, a certain team, certain person. Yeah.
Do you have enough big donors to compete with the elites of college football? Because there's a slogan in the SEC where it says it just means more. And so far, top to bottom, they've been right.
Yeah.
So is there enough access to big-time donors of the University of Washington, not just to compete with Oregon or USC, but to compete with Alabama and Florida and LSU and Georgia?
I mean, I would say so. I think, you know, a lot of donors want to see results. They want their dollars to be impacting UW in the best possible way and helping them win, you know, most effectively. So part of our job is showing, hey, you know, if you put this towards name, image, and likeness deals, that will make a difference.
Mm-hmm. It's a chicken and egg.
Yeah. I would also say, too, that one of our big strengths are the big companies in our backyard, right? Mm-hmm. So one of our goals since we launched was we want to make a difference by connecting the Amazons, the Microsofts with our student athletes. And the one challenge with that is, of course, just the runway to getting stuff done with big corporations inherently is a little bit longer. So some of that stuff is just going to take a while to kind of come to fruition, but the ball is rolling and we have some exciting stuff coming.
Yeah.
So competing on that front, I think, is going to be kind of our special sauce.
What can fans do? What can people like Dick and I that are fans? I mean, we happen to work in radio, yeah, but
I don't have $1 million to give a kid.
I don't either.
I just want to let you know that.
Yeah. What can we do? I mean, what can the – because Emmy and Henry, I mean, these fans are already paying for tickets. They're paying donations, mm-hmm. right, to the university.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we're coming back to them and saying, hey, we need more. We need more out of you. We need you to write checks, mm-hmm. literally yeah. write checks to Montlake Futures to help get kids to stay at Washington,
yeah.
to not enter the portal, and to also come here out of high school. So, number one, I'm fearful that we're asking the fans for way too much here. Mm. And then number two, what are we asking the fans to do?
Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of interest from people reaching out to us. And as Henry mentioned, he kind of fields the inbound stuff coming in through the website, which is amazing. I mean, we have an amazing fan base who wants to help. Up to this point, we haven't been soliciting donations publicly, but that's something that we will do in the future. So one thing I would suggest is just following us on Twitter, checking our website. You can mm-hmm. even reach out on our website today and we can, you know, educate you on what we're working on and how to get involved. And then the other thing too is if you have a business or know someone with a business, kind of reaching out to us and supplying a specific opportunity, that's huge. You know, because we love obviously getting the money to student athletes, but part of it is that it has to come packaged with an opportunity. So
right.
if you have something like that, you know.
Okay.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that's interesting or different too about making a donation to Motley Futures is. It's a little bit more of a personal kind of attachment, right? Because you're making a donation directly to a student athlete. So if you know that this student X player on the football team, he's got a really awesome story. He's had a really hard life. $500 could go a really long way mm-hmm. in this student athlete. Or mm-hmm. let's $5,000 could really make a difference in this guy's life. So I think that's where a donation really is a little bit different than making a donation to a university to a building, right? It's I think it's just personal and it feels a little different and you mm-hmm. feel this connection towards athletes.
No, I got you. Well, do me a favor, stick around for one more segment because we're getting a lot of questions, as you would expect, mm-hmm. on both the text line and on social media. So you also mentioned that, you know, there's got to be something for the investment. Well, you know, what does that mean? I mean, can I give a kid $50,000 as a 18-year-old high school kid and say, hey, in exchange for the $50K, let me spray paint your name on my garage door, and we're done. I mean, you know, what does that mean? There's got to be something yeah. back for the investment. I'm hearing yeah. kids are getting their faces on cookies for, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for crying out loud. So more with the Montlake Futures folks. If you guys have any questions out there as well, hit us up on the text line at 49451, but we'll do a few more minutes with Emmy and Henry from Montlake Futures next on Sports Radio 93.3 KJRF.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for making the switch to FM with us. Seattle's only FM sports station is spreading our wings. Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM. Now back to Softy and Dick.
All right, more with Emmy Armantrout, the executive director of Montlake Futures, and Henry McRae, the business development manager over at Montlake Futures. Very revealing and also frustrating, I think, sometimes conversation on everybody's part here for sure. But, Emmy, let me ask you this. People have asked about this. The Oklahoma version of Montlake Futures is called One Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And they have announced a $50,000 NIL collective for all Oklahoma student athletes. Apparently, no, football, basketball, and softball players get between $40,000 and $50,000 a year when they show up on campus. It's not, you know, if you come, it's just if you play for them, then, you know, blah, blah. I mean, that's a recruiting tool. Absolutely a recruiting tool for Oklahoma to say something like that. Can you ever imagine Montlake Futures doing that same thing?
I mean, I would love to be able to do that for our student athletes. Absolutely. I think, you know, like up until, it's kind of unclear now, but up until recently, the line used to be, you know, you can do deals for existing student athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you talk to a recruit, you can point to the deals that existing student athletes are getting. And, you know, the implication is if you come here, this opportunity will be available to you. I obviously that line has been crossed and no repercussions have come from it. So
right.
Unclear.
So why not cross it yourself? I mean, honestly, I mean, you just said the magic words. There's been no repercussions. The NCAA is not involved in any oversight, apparently, at all.
Right.
And we'll talk to John Wilner about this tomorrow on the radio.
And they're not going to punish Washington with everything that's going on in college athletics right now.
What's keeping you from getting someone on the side to offer $1 million deal for an athlete and saying, hey, if you come to UW, this is yours?
Yeah.
Why not cross the line?
I don't think we want to be in the business of inducing recruits. In fact, I know we don't. But I think we want to play at an elite level and help us win championships.
Well, okay. I understand that. So, but I just know the fan is driving around right now saying, how do you compete then? I mean, how is Washington going to compete for the top 50 recruits in America when 15 other schools will tell that recruit, here's $1 million and Montlake Futures won't?
We would be glad to facilitate a deal or help broker a deal with a potential recruit worth that much. I think where it gets tricky is if you bake into the contract things that are clear inducements, namely you say you only get this money if you come to my school.
Right. Right.
And at this point, you know, that's not a line we would cross just because that would feel too risky. But again, things are changing every day. So stay tuned.
You may come back tomorrow and say something totally different.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Look, I understand it, you know, that you can't.
No, I
mean,
get
the
it.
Rules say that you technically can't come on the radio show and say, we'll pay kids to go play football at UW. I get it. I totally get it. It's uncomfortable because we know what's happening all across the country. And I appreciate you trying to stay above board here. But, you know, we can all admit that not all NIL collectives have that attitude. I think there's no question about that. And for example, you know, somebody's hit me up on Twitter right now and asking, is there a difference in state laws between what you can do NIL in the state of Washington versus what you can do in a place like Alabama, Texas, or Mississippi? Is there a difference?
Yes. So that's actually super interesting. So obviously what kind of drove the NCAA to change the NIL rules were state laws. So the first one was in California, then Florida. And then the NCAA changed their rules, and they were so relaxed that it became, okay, these state laws are actually more prohibitive than what the NCAA did.
Right.
So now you see states repealing their state laws. Here in Washington, we do not have our own name, image, and likeness bill or law. So we're not in trouble in that respect. We just have these state ethics laws that complicate things for University of Washington.
Wow.
The state ethics laws, there's stuff about it in it that basically says it would make it hard for UW to be in the business of facilitation, which is why Montlake Futures exists.
Yeah.
So I think there are other states where that might be an issue, but it's definitely somewhat unique to Washington.
Right. I'm Daddy Warbucks UW fan. I donate, you know, $500,000 a year to the school, right? And are you seeing people like that kind of conflicted where to put their money now, because they've been going to they've been writing this $500,000 check to Ty since they were like 30 and they're now 82, right? And so now they're like, well, wait a second, maybe I should just directly pay these players and donate it to Montlake Futures. Are we robbing Peter to pay Paul here and taking away from Ty to give to Montlake Futures?
Yeah, well, I don't want to speak for every donor. I think, you know, at the end of the day, we're all on the same team here. Everyone wants those dollars to go to the most effective place. And that includes, you know, Jen, to the donor, to us, you know, et cetera. So I can't tell you right now what that number is or what that ratio is, but, you know, we'll try to figure it out. And so we can optimize where those dollars are going for sure.
When you and you mentioned Jen Cohen, I think that's the first time in 35 minutes that you've mentioned the athletic director at UW. What is the working relationship with UW? Is there a working relationship with UW? Tell me about that.
I'm really glad you asked. So Jen, you know, from the beginning has been very, very supportive of name, image, and likeness. Mm-hmm. She hasn't leaned away from it at all. Montlake Futures were not affiliated with University of Washington for the state ethics reasons and just because it allows us to do what we do better. But we have a really good relationship with the school. So we work with every single team. We have good communications with coaches, with the compliance department, all of that stuff, which helps us operate in a way that's symbiotic with what UW's goals are.
Right.
We talked about the regulations, if we're ever going to see them. I mean, when does this come down the pike? I mean, I would assume something has to be done. I'm assuming it's not going to be Wild West forever, but how much of Pandora's box can we get closed, and who is going to try to close it? Is it going to be the conferences? Is it going to be the NCAA? How do you see that guy happen? Henry, let's start with you.
Yeah, it'll be really, really interesting what happens and what changes, because, like, frankly, from all I know, as much information as you guys know just from being online, just that's as far as I know. We're not in communication with someone letting us know, like, oh, the NCAA rule, it's going to change next month. Get ready. No one's telling us that. So we just were the kind of the crazy thing about what we're doing right now, and what I tell people about my job, which is exciting, is like next week's gonna be like totally different. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know what next week has in store for us. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of how we're operating right now.
Emmy, how do you think it will change? And will it change drastically, or do you think it'll change incrementally over the next 10, 15 years?
I think things will change. I can't see this being the status quo for much longer than a couple more years.
Mm-hmm.
This is Emmy speaking, not Motley Futures. I have no idea what's going to happen. I think so long as the NCAA isn't protected from antitrust lawsuits, they're going to have a tough time actually, sanctioning anyone who's breaking rules.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on what moves in at the congressional
right.
level.
Do you see, before you guys go, again, Emmy Armantrout and Henry McRae from Montlake Futures with us, and I feel like we're just kind of firing these questions at you machine gun style, so I appreciate you coming down and sweating all this out for the last 40 minutes. But you guys, in the end, I think what we've learned are a third-party organization that helps do deals for kids, high school and college, to take advantage of the new NIL laws and the NIL agreement with the NCAA and its players. And I understand that. So it's not up to you to decide how much money the kids get,
right?
It's not up to you per se to decide how long these contracts are with these kids, correct?
Right.
Do you see deals, and will you see deals that are year to year for these kids? That, hey, here's a 4-year deal, but it's a series of 4 individual contracts, and potentially if you transfer or if you don't perform and you quit the football team or basketball team, then the deal's off the table. Do you see that?
I think so. I think it would have to be more handshake. Like, the implication is if you stick around, you'll get another year-long contract
next year.
But, yeah.
I got you. All right. Well, this is wild, right? I mean,
educational, that's
absolutely
for sure.
Wild what's happening. And like you said, it's changing by the hour. Who knows what this will look like tomorrow? So what can the fans do to help out for now? And I know you guys got something coming up with the spring game on Saturday, correct? What's going on there?
Yeah, so we'll have a tent at the spring game. So definitely stop by.
Where's that going to be at?
We don't know yet.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter.
It's going to be on the main concourse.
Perfect. Gotcha.
Oh, great. We'll have 6 student athletes out there. We'll have volleyball, men's soccer, and
women's crew
out with us.
Okay.
And then we're also going to be at the Party on the Cut on May 6th. So if you're interested in some 80s live music and some beer and meeting some football players, you should definitely come stop by our tent.
I feel like after all this, I could use a couple beers by the way. All right. Hey, great stuff, gang. And we will talk down the road. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
the website
guys.
Is what again, by the way?
MontlakeFutures.com.
And Twitter is what again?
MontlakeFutures.
Done. Easy. All right. You guys are great. Thank you for coming down. Appreciate it, Emmy.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Henry.
Cool. Thank you.
Good to see you guys. We got a break. Wow. Lots to kind of dissect there coming up on Softy and Dick on Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver?
I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The best NFL draft coverage in town kicks off April 28th, live from the VMAC. Brought to you by Hunt Services, Lakeland Village Golf Course, Hendrickas Organics, Chambers Bay Distillery, Half Lion Brewing Company, and Fox 13. Now back to Softy and Dick on Seattle's sports leader, Sports Radio 93.3, KJR FM.
Did we get the Vikings filled at number 12 in the mock draft?
We did.
We good to go? All right. So Wednesday, we're going to be at the Half Lion Public House on Meeker at the Riverbend Golf Complex, which is like 9 minutes from my house. So it's perfect for me, by the way. Very selfish of me
to
have an event near my home.
And maybe there's a driving range.
Yeah. Across the street.
Makes it even more.
And a bar.
Perfect. Makes it even more perfect.
Maybe next year we'll have the mock draft in my living room, and I can just crawl downstairs at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in my Star Wars PJs. That'd freak people out. Now, here comes Softy. He hasn't showered. He woke up 25 minutes ago. He's wearing his Yoda PJs.
Can you put 32 people on your deck or would it collapse? Down.
No, we could do that for sure. Okay. Yeah, we could do that. We could
it's
do a mock
it's
draft.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Well, it's a bad idea if it's pissing rain. That's a horrible idea.
Yeah,
it's
a horrible
raining.
Idea then.
Well,
yes.
Listen, interesting stuff, right, from the Montlake Futures people, Emmy Armentrout, who's the executive director, Henry McRae, who's the business development manager, came in here. And look, I mean, let's not be naive about this, right? Let's just kind of take this from an obvious perspective that she doesn't want to go on the air and she's very nervous about talking about deals that would include having to sign to play sports at Washington.
Sure. And rightfully
right?
so.
There's no way she's going to admit that. I don't know if anybody else out there has even admitted that.
No.
But there are strong implications all over the place, right? You know, it's like your buddy that works at the movie theater. Hey, technically, I can't let you in for free. But just so you know, I take my lunch every day at 12 o'clock and the door is always open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to give you a free ticket and let you walk in. But if I'm not around, hey, you know, monkey see, monkey do, whatever the hell it is, that thing. But I get it. You know, they are not supposed to be working on behalf of Washington or Washington's best interests, for example. But, you know, the name Montlake is in their name.
Mm-hmm.
They got purple and gold in their logo. They're going to be on campus, for God's sakes, on Saturday during the spring game. What are we talking about here? We're talking about somebody who's offering strong implications, just like everybody else is around college football. Who knows what's happening behind the scenes with them, but I guarantee you, it's more than you just heard on the air.
But let's face it, the donors, the big donors at all these schools are going to get the money to the kids they want to get the money to.
Right.
All right?
Right.
And one thing she reiterated when we were walking out, she may have said this on the air or not, but she said you could totally say it on the air. The big donors at Washington don't want inducements for recruits.
Mm-hmm.
So if the big donors at Washington don't want to pay 18-year-old high school kids, then guess what? There's no money for 18-year-old high school kids.
Well,
and other donors at other schools obviously do.
Well,
so there's
a
fundamental difference.
I will say this, that I don't know if that's entirely accurate. I have no idea, because I think there's a lot of big donors out there, and there's going to be more big donors coming as the years go by.
Yeah.
I, again, don't think that that is something that Emmy or Montlake Futures or anybody affiliated with them may ever admit, you know, that they're not going to get guys to offer big money to get kids to go play football at Washington. You know, I think all this stuff is fluid, right? You know, if the situation gets out of control around college football and all of a sudden, you know, I mean, give me names of people, right? I mean, you got names, you know, Ron Crockett, Neil Dempsey, Don Bernard, you know, whoever, blah, blah, blah. There's hundreds of people out there, you know, that could offer money like that. And then all of a sudden they get to a point where they realize, hey, this is the new wave of college football. And if we don't get involved, then we're not getting these kids. Well, maybe their attitude changes overnight.
It could be.
I have no idea. I'm just saying this, that if Washington's donors, and I mention donors because Washington itself as an entity, as an organization, as a school, is not supposed to be cutting these deals, but if their donors who are the people that will be responsible for actually funding these projects for these kids, if they're not serious about getting involved, then as of right now, they're going to be behind the eight ball. until the NCAA comes out and changes this. I mean, John Wilner is going to be on with us tomorrow at 5 o'clock, right? 5 o'clock tomorrow, Jackson? He's back from vacation. There's a reason why he tweeted out like a week and a half ago, the most important thing right now when it comes to deciding who wins and who loses in college football is going to be the donors. Because they're the ones who will decide who goes where, who gets what. Miami's got this guy coming from Kansas State, this basketball transfer, and this dude that owns this health insurance company, whatever the hell it is giving him $400,000 a year to come play basketball at Miami.
Right.
Okay? So that's happening right now. Now, I got a feeling, Dick, that this may be cut off at some point.
Yeah.
I agree with Emmy on that, that the NCAA may cut this off, because what you're in essence then doing is you are basically allowing donors to dictate what rosters look like all around college sports, basketball and football.
Yeah. But and I don't necessarily I think we shouldn't jump to the conclusion, though, that the schools that are paying the most are going to get the bang for their buck, right? Because those type of kids that take those deals might take the next best deal they get at some other school the next year.
Absolutely.
So, right. I mean,
that's why I asked about the one-year deal.
Right. So I think, you know, there is, before we, and I know, and I understand, I can just hear Husky fans right now. I mean, I can hear him just say, oh, we're screwed. I mean,
they're screwed.
We're screwed. It's like, okay, well, wait a
second. You're hearing that from people, for sure.
I mean, if you take care of the masses on the football team and not just worry about the five-star, the 2 5-star recruits you can get for $1 million, which team is going to be more of a team? The team that's all taken care of, or the team that sees 2 18-year-old kids come in with $1 million deals?
Well, but the 2 18-year-old kids with $1 million deals is a part of the process, right? It's not the only process, but it's a part of the process. This is why I love what Oklahoma is doing with their One Oklahoma collective. They're offering every football player $50,000.
Yeah. It's equitable.
Right, exactly.
That
go
makes
on campus
a lot of
and you
sense.
Get $50,000, right? Yes. And hey, we don't even need to come out and say that this is a recruiting tool, because we're offering it to every player who's on campus, wink, wink, at Oklahoma. And if you become, wink, wink, one of those players on campus, you'll get $50,000. Just like when you come to Washington, you get to take advantage of the incredible facilities they have there, right? So I would love to see somebody step up and fund something like that. But this is not like, you know, Emmy and Henry from Montlake Futures have this just endless pile of cash that they brought from their own trust funds. They need to raise money. They need people like us, like Husky fans out there, to donate to their cause. And if that cause obviously comes with a possible deal, an endorsement for a kid at the same time, then great. But they can set up deals. They can broker contracts with kids. They just aren't technically allowed to do it in public as a recruitment inducement. But let's not be stupid or naive about this. Let's acknowledge the strong implication.
Of course.
The obvious implication in the room. And this is one thing I talked to Emmy about on the way out of here. Montlake Futures might not be the only organization that does this, right?
I'm sure they're not.
I'm saying in town, like down the road. You and I could form something.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That helps kids take. Okay. We can call it, you know.
I thought you meant by playing by the rules.
No, you and I can form a company called Dick and Dave's, you know, Husky Hangout. And you and I get together, we raise money, and we do deals for kids. On, you know, not behalf of UW, but on behalf of Husky football fans.
Right.
And what they end up doing and where they go to school is eventually up to them. But, you know, what's keeping us from behind the scenes saying, you come to UW, that's where you're going to get. And that's what's going on right now. So we'll see. I mean, it's a crazy world, but Washington obviously and Montlake Futures obviously need to get people on board that are willing to spend the money that it takes to not just get these kids to come to UW, but also make Washington an attractive place once they show up here. 356, we'll switch to baseball. Speaking of attractive, wow, Corey Brock, baby. He is attractive, but I mean the baseball
team.
He's
very handsome.
I'm going to stop talking right now. He'll join us next on Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.